This is Wade Bethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on pictures from the New York Public Library tell thousands of words. What's the old saying, a picture can speak 1,000 words or something like that? Well, the New York Public Library a couple of days ago dropped 180,000 photos from their collections into the public domain. Any claim to a copyright has long ago expired. The library spent the time and money to scan them into a usable form and a somewhat searchable database that can be accessed at www.digitalcollectionsnypl.org. Putting something like New Orleans or Little Rock or Unions or Flagstaff in the search slot displays whatever photos or scans they have. Some of this could be a slot. There were over 400 pictures linked to New Orleans, but only two of mountain views for Flagstaff. Labor unions were buried under the Union Jack in Union Square, but that's no different from the trials and tribulations of any exploration where there is sweat and hopes of salvation. In Little Rock, there were pictures of the Little Rock Nine and the integration of Central High School. One picture that added a surprising grace note was a photo of the Nine being celebrated for their courage by the NAACP chapter in Cleveland. In New Orleans, there were the standard street scenes of the French Quarter, but enough of them to remind the explorer that once the Boucare was a real neighborhood of lower income and working families, many of whom found work on the river. There were also disturbing shots of scabs, largely African American, being unloaded from boats on the docks to act as strike breakers in a longshoreman's union strike in 1935. On the same waterfront were pictures of bananas being unloaded on the wharfs with slings rather than cranes. The pictures were from 75 or 80 years ago, but I can vividly remember in those long ago days of the 1960s when I was in high school in New Orleans that anyone and everyone walked along the docks on a nice Sunday afternoon amid the unloading of tons of bananas, just mindful of not stepping too close as the longshoremen pulled the slings over to the pallets. Despite all the pictures of grand New Orleans buildings, there are also reproductions of the famous slave markets. More inspiring were pictures of Mrs. Frances Joseph Gaudet, born in a log cabin in Mississippi, of African American and Native American roots who moved to New Orleans and, taking up social work, founded a farm and rehab center called the Gaudet School for African American juvenile offenders when there wasn't anything else available. The property was off Gentilly Road in what is now Franklin Avenue, and thanks to her bequest at her death, it later became a school for orphans where Louis Armstrong learned to play the trumpet. And now, in post-Katrina reconstruction, is the headquarters of the New Orleans Recreation Department. I drive by regularly when town as I visit my mother not far away. The photos were a nice memory of Francis Gaudet's life and commitment. Looking at the photos of Louisiana and Arkansas, there were vivid reminders of the dominance of agriculture in the era of King Cotton and sugarcane, and the dreary poverty that fueled its production. Some of those scenes, travelers can escape on the interstate, but even today it's obvious once you get on the state roads and byways, or thanks to the New York Public Library on the internet highways as well. Put on your seatbelts, fire up the commuters, and hit www.digitalcollectionsnypl.org and take a journey into the past and see where we stand more clearly today. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.